Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa. My name is Vivian von Struve. Pardon me. I'm Vivian von Struve. I'm the head caterer here at Sunday Morning Mimosa.com. Please get settled. We're going to start the show in just a minute. And we're on in 5, 4, 3. Hit it.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Oh, hello. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Oh, take a seat, everyone. Take a seat. We'll get started in just a minute. Nico, Vula, hello. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
Oh, Vula, that hair is gorgeous.
I can't even talk about it.
I can't. It's different. Did you color it? I love it. It's gorgeous.
Okay.
Nico, how do you deal with her? All right, let's get seated. All right, listen.
Let's get settled, guys.
And before we start, how are ya?
How are ya?
You're listening to Sunday Morning Mimosa, the world's sexiest comedy podcast. My name is James.
And I'm Steven.
And we're so excited to have you guys here. And I want to say real quick, before we get to pouring mimosas.
Oh, yeah.
Our stats have been through the roof.
Can't believe it.
Through the roof lately, and I just really want to thank you guys so much because, you know, we're a homegrown production, and although we're growing every day and have new people on board helping us out every day.
Still feels really great, though.
It feels so great to know
that
you guys.
Response.
Yeah, on our Facebook and our MySpace.
Tumblr.
Although I have to be honest, we're done with the MySpace. Don't even go there anymore.
I don't even go to my own page anymore. I haven't checked it in months.
So listen, if you're on MySpace, you're not on Facebook, I'm really sorry.
I know.
But
I
you can always
neglected.
Visit us. You can always visit us at SundayMorningMimosa.com. Let's pour our mimosas here, because I am thirsty. Now, we're fortunate enough to have glasses, but everybody in the audience has our hand-decorated Dixie cups.
That's right.
Thank you. And that's because our financial backer, Gloria Victoria Vistoria, has had to make some cutbacks. So we're into Dixie cups now. But
that's it.
Our Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina
hand-decorated
them.
Which is fabulous.
So they're reusable. We wash them out.
Vivian does that for us.
And hey, how about Vivian?
I know. That's her first time, I think.
In a long time.
Introing us, right?
What is she, 98,
94,
87?
Gil
little,
knows. He's got
I guess we won't,
all the stats back there. But
we won't divulge the woman's age. But she's a good friend of ours.
And she makes the greatest food.
She does. We haven't had much lately because of the
cutbacks,
budgets.
But,
what are you going to do? All right, but let's talk about mimosas real quick. How do we make them? Now, Tawny, our intern, who is incarcerated right now, normally gives out this recipe. This is her recipe. She makes them the best.
Oh, forget about it. The best way ever.
Normally, we use not a Dixie cup. Normally,
no,
it's a big gulp.
It's a big gulp cup.
So that's what you're going to need, a big gulp cup.
That's right.
From 7-Eleven
or
any of those
places. Any of those kind of marts,
quickie
marts.
The cheapest champagne you can find.
Just a couple bucks. Nothing special.
And an orange.
And one orange.
Just one orange.
Squeeze.
Yep. You fill it to the top, fill your big gulp to the top.
That's right.
With champagne.
Mm.
And then just squeeze a little, like a quarter of an orange. Maybe that's too much. I don't even know.
Even just a slice
just
thrown
a
in
little,
there.
Just throw, yeah, that's all.
That's
just
all
for
you need.
Color and
presentation.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, all right, cheers.
Cheers
to that.
You.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Mm.
Mm. All right. Let's get down to business.
All right.
Let's get down
got
to business.
Some new stuff going on today.
What do we have going on? Well, let's cut right to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite segments, one of your favorite segments.
Yeah.
Celebrity news. I'm James.
And I'm Steven.
And you're listening to Sunday Morning Mimosa Presents Celebrity News. First up tonight in world news, pirates. In 2009, some kid thinks he's a pirate and now could spend the rest of his life in the can because of it. The boy, believed to be between the ages of 17 and 19, would be the first pirate to be prosecuted under U.S. law for centuries. I have some advice for this kid. You are not Captain Jack Sparrow. This is not a Disney movie, and you are not hot like Johnny Depp, so give it up and have fun living your life in the slammer, you stupid a-hole.
And in entertainment news, Madonna loves collecting children as a hobby. She just wants to give kids a good home and education, or so she says. After recently being shot down when trying to adopt Mercy James from Malawi, Madonna cradled the baby and said, "I want to give her a home, a loving family, and the best education possible." Which we view as Madonna saying, "I just want to teach this child to be a whore bag like myself." So no wonder the country is doing everything possible to keep her from adopting this child. And now for music news, back over to you, James.
Thank you, Steven. Rihanna continues to be a dumb bitch. You would think that getting your ass kicked and having it publicized all over the place would be enough to keep you going back to Chris Brown. But apparently it's not. Rihanna felt the need to have a nice Easter weekend with Brown. After that, he decided it would be a good idea to shack up with one of the singers of the girl group Girlicious, Natalie Mejia. Chris and Natalie keep saying they're just friends. Yeah. And Rihanna just bit herself and pushed herself down a flight of stairs. She should really be more careful.
And finally tonight, someone calls out Miley Cyrus's skanky white trash ass. Jamie Foxx hit the nail on the head on his radio show when he said,
"Who that Miley Cyrus? That little white bitch?"
After pretending to not know who Miley was, Foxx had an epiphany, saying she was the girl
with all the gums.
He added to this statement,
"She gotta get a gum transplant. Let me get an order of mouth, light on the teeth, heavy on the gums."
The whole station continued on to give some advice to Miley, telling her to grow the hell up. They even told her to make a sex tape.
Get like Britney Spears and do some heroin.
Adding to the to-do list, they asked Miley to be like Lindsay Lohan and...
get some crack in your pipe, girl.
And to...
get some chlamydia from a bicycle seat.
We here at Sunday Morning Mimosa think that advice might be too little, too late.
I'm James.
And I'm Steven.
And this has been
Celebrity News.
Oh,
what's that?
Gil, is that our studio phone?
We've never heard that.
God, it's been a long time since that's rang. Are we going to answer? Do you want us to answer, Gil? Okay. Should we? I guess for fun. All right.
Yeah, why not?
Why don't you answer?
It's like a bat phone or something.
Right, yeah, just
all right.
Patch it through here. We'll answer right here.
All
right. Hello, this is Sunday Morning Mimosa. This is James.
And this is Steven.
Hello. This is the Queens County Men's Correctional Facility. You have received a call from...
Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace
Tawny.
Trainer.
Okay, this will be great.
Lorraine, you get down. Get down. Sal, stop giving her treats. Look at how big she's getting. Her husband, Robbie D. McD, won't even look at her if you keep giving her treats. Where's Bethan?
Inmate number 57823. Thank you. You are being connected.
Bell, you know I'm very busy organizing the spring fling cotillion.
Tawny.
And I asked you to watch Bethany.
Hello,
Tawny. Where is she? I swear to God, Sal, if she's out in the yard, so help me.
Bethany's there with
you. You know I don't like her out there.
Her teddy bear hamster.
It's dangerous out there. She's very innocent. They smoke. They swear. I don't say that stuff around her. Just go find her. I'm sorry. Hello? Hello?
Tawny, hi.
Yeah, it's Tawny. It's Tawny R. LaFontaine. I'm so glad I caught you. I'm glad I looked at my watch, actually. I realized you were probably doing the show right now, so
yeah, we
figured I'd call the studio phone, because I had the number, and that's the only number I had, so it's really good that I got a hold of you. I'm so glad I got a hold of you. But I don't have long to talk, because I'm very busy. We're in the home stretch for the Spring Fling Cotillion now, and
there's just a lot going on.
Lorraine, get down! Get down! Don't mind her. She's harmless. She's harmless. She won't. She's all bark, no bite, I promise you. Lorraine, get over here. Sorry,
I forgot
boys,
you have
sorry.
Bethany and the dogs there with you.
Oh, wow.
So the real reason I'm calling is because we have everything set up for the Spring Fling Cotillion, finally. We have a date. It is going to be Sunday, May 3rd. So I just wanted to touch base with you boys, let you know that your invitation is on the way. But before I get the invitation out, as it's, you know, as most high-class party planners do, I'm sending out a save-the-date invitation, a pre-invitation. Oh, my God, Sal. You found Bethany. Thank God. And, oh, hold on 1 second, Sal. Boys, you're not going to believe this. Sal found Bethany, and not only did he find her, he must have been hiding her somewhere. He dressed her up like a little clown. I've never seen a little red nose like that, and the little hat, and the little skirt. Oh, my God, Sal, it's so cute. Oh, go get the camera. Go get the camera and put it right next to Lorraine. Oh, that'll be so funny. All right, sorry, boys. Okay. But anyway, we have everything set up for the Spring Fling Cotillion. Now, I haven't heard back from the Itsy Bitsies yet due to the unfortunate incident that I'm not going to get into. But I haven't heard back from them whether they're going to perform, but they have to. They absolutely have to. But so we're theming it all around them because we want to make them feel as comfortable as possible. So the whole idea for it is everything's going to be oversized. I mean, you know, because they're the group of the world's finest little people performers, I figured if everything's oversized, then everyone's going to sort of feel like them and it'll make them feel more comfortable. So Sal's busy building this huge oversized lounge chair kind of thing with a big, like, 3-foot crayon that, Maxine, who's actually become a pretty good friend of mine, who's another inmate here, she donated her kiddie pool, which we're going to use as a punch bowl. So I think that holds a good 40, 50 gallons. So that should be perfect. It's going to be, we're going to fashion some really big cups. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. So, but you'll be getting your save the date invitation. They were sent out on Thursday. So if you didn't get it Friday, you're definitely going to get it Monday. So keep an eye out for that. I don't want to give away the surprise, but I can't hold it in. It's so cute. I called up Dunkin' Donuts and, they sent out these little, a mini box of munchkins. There's just two in there, just two, Lottie and Dottie Dot. I thought, you know, that'd be funny. And it has the date, May 3rd, on it. So just save that date. I really got to go because I can't tell you how darn cute Bethany looks right now. I can't even hold it in. I'm going to take her around the rest of the yard and show everybody because everybody's going to want to see this. Oh, it's going to be great. I'll send you pictures. So thank you, boys, again. May 3rd, Spring Fling Cotillion. I need you there. You got to be there this year. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, boys. Bye.
Oh, well.
Okay.
All right. It's always good to hear from Tawny. I think it's crazy they let her have her pets there with her.
I think that it's probably more homely than her own place.
Probably.
Wow.
Are we going to go this year? To the Spring Fling Cotillion?
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh! Well, listen, thank you everybody for joining us. I want to give a quick shout out to some of our friends. Just Guido.
Yes, ACAB.
ACAB. Who else there? Our good friend Evan, JB.
Sarah.
And who else? Annie Banani.
Uh-oh.
I feel like we're on that reading rainbow.
I know, right?
We used to do that, right? I see.
No, Annie Banani. What was that show?
Romper Room. That's right.
All right.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Join us next week, and hopefully on May 3rd, we'll have a Spring Fling Cotillion episode.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, we love you guys.
Bye,
and we'll
guys.
See
Thanks
you next
for
week.
Tuning in.